It is that time on a Thursday. Kate here with I Love This Town. This is our opportunity to appreciate life in a small town on Thursdays when I have a story from you about one such experience that reminded you of the difference between life in these small communities of ours and big cities and suburbs. You know, here in a small community, it's common, we've talked about this often, for us to treat each other more like neighbors and friends than the strangers that you might experience coming to do some work around your house or your property, right? I mean, I've had these experiences. David and I have had workers come to the property, and it is. It's always like there's somebody that we know from some other context in our lives, because it's quite possible that you do. Over the years, we have gotten several such stories for I Love This Town. And another one today from Newell, who says he and his family are from the rural Ukiah Valley. There you go. I'm going to tell you his story, and it is brought to you, as I Love This Town always is, by Community First Credit Union, here for good. Newell writes about needing a new septic tank on the property, and well, some of us have lived in places where that has been work that needs to be done, and, you know, therefore, there's a backhoe coming to do some work, right? And Newell writes that it was an individual that seemed to have a good price, and so they agreed on the amount of money, and then Newell says that he and the rest of the folks who were with him at the time, went about their day. So no one was home when the backhoe operator did the work. But after they got home that day, they found a note with money in an envelope. And Newell writes, think of it as a rebate of sorts. After they had agreed on the price, the backhoe operator had apparently done the work and found out it didn't take as long as he had expected it to, and hadn't been as difficult as he was expecting, so he refunded some of the money. And that's not really that surprising, is it, to those of us who live in a small town, but I think it's probably surprising to some of the folks who listen to I Love This Town from big cities. Thank you for talking back to the radio. Thank you for your story, Newell. Thank you to everyone who has gotten us stories for I Love This Town. You know, the next thing we do is we put them on the website, KOZT.com, on the I Love This Town page. They're there for streaming audio or for podcast. You can upload them for yourself and have them around so you can listen to them again. Past stories are always available for podcast or streaming through the I Love This Town page at KOZT.com, brought to you by Community First Credit Union, here for good.